your computer free to print out? This week's parsha is Parshas Kisetzer. A packed parsha, a jam parsha. I don't know how, if you had a chance to look at it yet. It's the opening parsha Shmuz of the year, but packed with mitzvos. Dozens and dozens of mitzvos, back to back to back. One of the most full mitzvos parshios in the entire Torah. And a lot really to talk about. I'd like to focus, though, on two back-to-back mitzvos that seem to have nothing to do with each other at first glance. But I think they're very, very related and they have a very, very important message, especially the time we find ourselves in at the beginning of Yeshiva and towards the beginning still of the month of Elul. One of the most famous mitzvos in the Torah and the parasha is the mitzvah of Ben Sora Remora. Ben Sora Remora, as we know, is the wayward son. It's the son which the Torah describes doesn't listen to his parents, and he goes and steals, the Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, he goes and steals from his parents, steals meat and wine as a party. He's very young. He's only 13 years old. The very, very small window of Ben Sora Remora, only from 13 to 13 and 3 months. That's the only time he can become Ben Sora Remora. And he goes off. He's a wayward son. He's off the derech, like we say, but really off. So much so he's warned by his parents, don't do this anymore. And then unfortunately does it again. And the punishment is very, very severe. The Torah says the punishment is he gets stoned. Skila. His parents bring him to Beis Din and he gets stoned. Wow. Everybody comes and watches and they learn a very, very, very powerful lesson. That's Ben Sora Remora. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, Ben Sora Remora lo haya velo nivra. According to one opinion of the Gemara, it never happened. There never was a Ben Sora Remora. The Gemara explains why. The details are so hard to figure out. The Gemara says the parents have to be exactly the same height, have to have the same voice, tonation. The Gemara says it's almost impossible to fill in all the requirements to have Ben Sora Remora. So the Gemara asks the obvious questions. If it never happened, so why is it written in the Torah? Lama nichtav? Why was it written? The Gemara says, Drosh v'kabel schar. Learn about it and you'll get reward for it. And there's an obvious question, which is, there's so much Torah to learn. I have 612 other mitzvot in the Torah. Why do I need Ben Sora Remora to learn about to get reward for it? I saw last year, actually, but it stuck with me, an incredible insight to Ben Sora Remora. An incredible thought, which I want to share with you. I saw it quoted in this sefer called Shari Aaron in the name of the Rajva, one of the great Rishonim. He says, you know what the message of Ben Sora Remora is? It's the following message. Ben Sora Remora tells us the extent of the love that we are supposed to have for Hashem. Why? There's no greater love than a parent for a child. No greater love. No one in this room is a parent, except for me. As far as I know. I don't think there's any parents in this room. Right? Right. I'm a parent, Baruch Hashem. It's hard to describe the love that a parent has for a child. I hope you all experience it and feel it from your parents. It's a very, very difficult thing to even describe. If you were never a parent, you can't even imagine what it means to have the love that a parent has for a child. And yet, what's the message of Ben Sora Remora? The Torah says, you know what? As great as that love that a parent is supposed to have for a child, there's another love which even trumps that. And that's the love we're supposed to have for Hashem. It's hard to even imagine a parent giving up a child for Hashem. It sounds like which parsha in the Torah? The Akedah, right. Hashem says to Avram, bring your son up as a korban. How can I do that? My own child, I waited 100 years to have a child. Here's my child, and bring him as a korban, give him up. It's unconscionable. And then Avram did it. Akedah is Yitzchak. And we're still benefiting from that sacrifice until this day. Says the Rashi, but that's the message of Ben Sora Remora. Yeah. Of course I love my child. But the message, which never happened, was that we're supposed to train ourselves in our Avas Hashem, our love Hashem. How is it possible that so many people gave their lives throughout the ages al Kiddush Hashem? How could they love their the God that created them more than they love their own selves. Bow down to this idol or I'll kill you. And many, many bowed down. Many thousands, millions throughout the ages gave their lives. I'll kill Hashem. Why? Because the love of Hashem is supposed to trump even the love we have for our children and the love we have for ourselves. Even. That's the goal. That's the goal. And that's the message of Ben Tzora Ramor according to the Rashba. And there's another mitzvah right after this mitzvah. And that mitzvah is the mitzvah of when you hang somebody, the Torah says, the person that's stoned, you're not allowed to what? Who knows the parasha? You're not allowed to leave the person hanging on the tree overnight. Lo talin nivlaso alayitz. Take him down fast. You put him up to hang him, and then you take him down right away. Why? Says the Torah, you know why? Ki kilalas elokim taloi. Because the one, unfortunately, who disgraced Hashem is hanging. Rashi says an amazing comment. Rashi says, you know what? All men was created, all men were created in the image of Hashem, and the Jews are the children of Hashem, are the banim shel makom. Hashem's child is hanging there on the tree. Get him down. It's like God is hanging on the tree, Kav Yachol. Hashem is saying, look, someone created in my image is hanging on a tree. Let's get it down right away. You know what that shows? The flip side of the coin. Hashem's love for us. Who's he loving in that case? Maybe a murderer. Maybe someone that did a terrible avera. He's chayev skila, he's obligated to be stoned. But yet, the image of Hashem is hanging on the tree. Get him down! Fast! Fast! Because after all, that's Hashem on the tree. What does that show? It shows how much Hashem loves us. How much Hashem cares for every one of us, even the ones that go off, even the ones that do the worst things imaginable, they're still the sons of Hashem, they're still in the image of Hashem. Hashem loves us. Which might be reminiscent of these two parshas together of one of the most famous hints of the mother of El. El is, as many, many point out, Ani Le Dodi. Vidodi li, I am to my beloved, I am to Hashem. Vidodi li, and my beloved is to me. I know you just got to yeshiva a few days ago, and it's a lot, but you came at a very, very special time. You came during the month of El. El, sometimes people excuse El for like a time of a nervous time. Time to be, don't worry about that. Time to be scared and worried, and oh my gosh, what's going to be? And Rosh Hashanah is coming in just 3 weeks. Is Rosh Hashanah, fellas. 3 weeks from today is Rosh Hashanah. And that's scary. But that's not the attitude that the Chazal had for us to have for El. They said El is a time of love. It's a time of restoring the relationship. It's a time of remembering the fact of Ani Vidodi, I am to my beloved. Vidodi Li. There are so many names of God. God is called Hashem. It's called Elohim. Elokim means what? Language of din. What's din? Judgment. It doesn't say Ani ledayan v'hadayan li. Ani ledodi. Dodi is my beloved. V'dodi li, my beloved is to me. One of the most underrated ideas in our religion. One of the most probably less spoken of, least spoken of, but maybe most important ideas in our religion is concept that Hashem loves us. Hashem is our Father. He's not out to get us. We have challenges. Everyone has challenges. But it's not challenges like, oh, let's see if I can get them. Everybody had those teachers, you remember, somewhere along the way of all of your life, like they're out to get you. They ask that one question that, and I was tucked behind it. Like, why? And you're right. Like, why? Because a good teacher is not out to get you. Because they care about you. And certainly a parent is never out to get their children. Because they love their children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Avarachaman. He loves us. And the challenges we go through are challenges of a loving parent that give their child to help them grow, help them progress, help them become who they're going to be. And so these two seemingly unrelated parshios, Ben Tzora Ramor on the one hand, and taking down the person from the tree as fast as possible, which have nothing to do with each other at first glance, are really two sides of the same coin. Ani ledodi, it's us yearning and hoping and trying to develop our love for Hashem, which may even supersede and trump the love that we have for our own children. And then Hashem's love for us. And that's a continuum that just goes one into the other, feeds off of each other, and hopefully develops our relationship. El is about relationship and restoring the relationship. And if we know that the relationship is based on love, and that Hashem loves us, and He does love us, then that relationship becomes that much easier. If someone's out to get me, it's hard to love them. If someone loves me, I know that they love me, it's much easier to reciprocate. May we be zocha, may we merit to use this time of Elo properly to work on realizing, recognizing Hashem's love for us and trying our best, each one in our own way, to reciprocate and to give back that love to Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos. It's been a pleasure to get to know you a little bit. Looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful. Bye.